Glenn, no problem. You're ready to go. Glenn,
I knew that. All right. I would like to call to order the Westmont Public Library Finance Committee meeting on Tuesday, November 17th at 6:30 p.m. Can I have a roll call, please?
Treasurer O'Connor?
Here.
Vice President Martins?
Here.
Secretary Delano?
Here.
Trustee Parikh?
Here.
That's all the members of the committee.
All right, Pledge of Allegiance. If you do not have a flagpole in your room, just face east. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
To the flag.
To the Republic.
To the Republic for which it stands.
One nation, under God, indivisible,
with liberty and justice for all.
Was that in sync for anyone? That was terrible. All right, open forum. Does anybody have anything to say? All right, hearing nothing, let's move on to item 5. New business, A, discussion of cash flow analysis report.
Okay, so hopefully everyone got this document in the email that I sent. It's a larger, a larger document, so I sent it separately. And you'll remember we do this every year. We do it in the spring just to project out through every month what our cash flow will look like. And then we did it again this year in midsummer. I can't remember the exact month, but we did it just because we had some concerns about property tax disbursements and when we would be receiving those. And then I just did it again because it's Finance Committee and you can see the bigger picture because by this point we've received most of our property tax revenue. So we should have one more small disbursement in December. So if you look at that, the top half under the revenue section, you can scroll across and see where we are with property taxes so far. We're pretty spot on as to where we were this time last year. So I'm pretty optimistic we'll get that last deposit in December and we'll be basically right where we should be with property taxes. So that's the good news. And that's the real reason we did this exercise so many times this year, just because with everything going on, we weren't quite sure. And because that represents about 98% of our revenue. So obviously a big piece of the pie. So that's good news. As far as the other revenue, we have received our per capita grant. That's also great news, just because it's from the state and we never know what funding will look like for them. So that's good. We've talked about that last month, how that's gonna be spent. Interest income is obviously significantly lower than what we anticipated. We approved the budget in March with clearly no idea with, you know, how this year was going to really play out for us. So obviously I anticipated more than what is reality. So we'll be under on the interest income. But fines and fees and donations and miscellaneous, we should also be pretty close to on target. We have been so far month over month. So those are a lot smaller pieces of our overall revenue stream. But I did just want to revisit this with the Finance Committee just so I quite enjoyed doing it every month. I would plug in the numbers and see how close I was to projecting that month. So if I got it close, I was really excited. But I think it's just a good exercise for us to do. And then on the expense side, and these are all, as I said, these are all accurate through October. If you look at the October column down, those are all accurate. We have those firm numbers. November under property tax is actually accurate as well because I did get that number at the beginning of this month, so I did add that in. But if you look down through expenses, all of the ones through October are accurate. And so, again, kind of going across each one, we're pretty close to being on target. I don't anticipate any huge variations from what we projected with the budget, with one exception being mostly under the salaries and benefits, which is also obviously our hugest expense. We have several vacancies that happened in the spring, and we've not filled any of those. So we have one that we had posted, although now I know Brittany and Marcy are kind of evaluating what to do with that one. But so that's where our biggest surplus will come from this year. So again, that's a projection. This is, you know, assuming we didn't, that we only filled the one that we were looking to fill through the rest of the fiscal year. That could totally change. It's all projection right now. You know, come February, if things really turned around and we were able to fill a librarian position, wonderful. And, you know, because we're open fully and back to full traffic and full circulation, but it's just so hard for us to know. We're kind of taking it month by month. So that's where our biggest surplus will come from. So overall, and excuse me, I know I've talked to several of you about several different issues. So I want to make sure if I had a conversation with you, I'm bringing up all the points that we brought up in our conversation. But if I don't, just make sure you jump in and we can mention those. But that's where overall surplus will come from for this year. There was a good question, you know, were we looking, because we are going to have that surplus that wasn't anticipated, are we looking at other, you know, maybe some minor renovation projects or facility things we could do because foot traffic is also very low. Excellent. And we have talked about that on the staff side. A little tricky. I'm trying to make sure that the foot traffic in the building overall is just low. So they would have to be minor projects. Also making sure we didn't go over appropriation and other ones, just because we have surplus in salaries that are not going over on facility maintenance. I don't think that's a danger of going over appropriation, but it's always just something I remember. But that being said, there are a few things that we staff have identified as far as, you know, hopefully maybe we could squeak them in this fiscal year instead of next fiscal year. So we are getting quotes on some things, nothing major. Nothing that's you know, gonna take us over budget by any means. But as we get those, we'll bring those to you to see what you think. But overall, I just wanted to give you the full picture, because I think this is very close now that we have our property tax information, and just get, you know, if there's any questions or thoughts about it, concerns.
Can you enlighten me as to why the interest income is so low?
Because interest income is gone in the tank.
Yeah, I will say that we're seeing the very same thing on the village side. So all the interest rates are significantly down this year compared to where they had been. I think it's just kind of a result of where the economy is right now. So the drop to being about 10% is pretty close to what we're seeing as well.
What type of interest are we talking about? What sort of accounts are these? I thought it was a savings type account where you couldn't possibly get much less interest than you know, rock bottom.
Yeah. So the way that this is set up is they are kind of like a savings account, but what they're doing is they're tied to a group called the Illinois Funds Account that is kind of a pooled fund. And so the bank tied to the Illinois Funds account, I think, quite a while ago, and the Illinois Funds has kind of changed how they do things, and they're investing and doing a little bit more with the money. So the interest rates that the banks that deal with municipalities are giving have been a little bit higher now that the Illinois Funds isn't investing as much and isn't doing as well. So therefore, the bank account interest rates drop as well. So they are really a savings account, and it's kind of an odd type of savings account, which they call a max safe savings account, where they spread it out technically over a whole bunch of different individual banks within a holding company so that we can max out the FDIC. That gives them a little bit of extra wiggle room in terms of collateral. So when the economy is doing well, they're able to get a little bit more interest out of it. When the economy is doing poorly and general interest rates go down, then the interest rates kind of tank.
It's probably also worth noting that our projected interest income is 1/10% of our total revenue. So it's not, even though it's down, it's not going to hurt us. Also, Julia, thank you for your answer. I was the one that had asked about potential projects in the building. I just wanted to say that you guys are feeling stretched with just keeping things running and making changes as things change. And so I did not mean to add any extra pressure up. You also make the building look pretty in your spare time. But I wanted to note that from a financial standpoint, it's a pretty nice cushion that we are projecting, that if there was something that it made sense to spend the money on, it feels like even with the uncertainty, it still felt like we had quite a bit of projected surplus at this point in the fiscal year, that it would make sense, to spend the money if that was an option, I guess is what I was saying.
Correct. No, and I didn't take your questions that way. I actually quite enjoyed them. But that kind of segues nicely into the next discussion item, which is our capital outlay report. And so, what I didn't mention is that I am queuing up. We do have, several projects coming up. Well, not several, but we have one large project coming up. And that's the parking lot project, and that's FY22. So technically, that's May. That's not that far away from us. So that is my winter project, is to plan that one out. And so, any surplus we have from this year, as you all know, goes into our special reserves and is then used for facility updates. We have talked about this as a staff and other libraries as well. The foot traffic being so low, it is like that ideal time to do some renovation projects. It also just is, just for a lot of reasons, tricky, even just getting, crew workers in. So, but I am queuing up the parking lot project. So it is my top other besides pandemic type projects this winter is to get that ready. It'd be great if we could strike the iron on that one as soon as the weather turns. So it is, kind of in depth, and we will have to go out to bid and do some of that stuff. But that is the goal for that one. We do have, and I'm sorry, I am really just jumping into the next topic, unless someone else had questions about cash flow or comments. We do have two other minor items that were for this fiscal year, and that's the parking lot, the fence in the parking lot, and the masonry caps on the front of the building. So the fence, it's super minor, and I don't even know if we necessarily need to replace it. There is a new owner of the house over there because we couldn't get in touch with the previous owners. There's a brand new owner who's been doing some work in the backyard, taking trees down and whatnot. So I'm going to reach out to whoever that new owner is and just have a conversation with them about, what they think about the fence. So I'll let you know, but it's very minor project. And the same with the masonry caps in the front of the building. Again, not a high cost project, but another one that I'll be working on this winter to try and figure that one out. That one's, it's just not very fun, to be honest with you. It's just like, masonry caps and seeping water. So I will look at those. So, we do anticipate kind of year over year that the surplus from the previous fiscal year to be about 50,000. And like I said, we're looking at probably, higher than that from this fiscal year. Obviously with, the note about that's, it's not all straight surplus all the time. We have to do the audit and all those other calculations, but as Annie said, it is looking like a healthier one. So that would help the capital outlay projections as far as budgets and bottom lines there. So, so that's that. So, that's the capital outlay report. Nothing major to report on that one. I feel like we talk about it pretty regularly, so you guys know what's coming up. But if there's any questions about that or comments, happy to talk about that one as well. We do have the second floor renovation project slated. We did phase that one out, and that would be FY23, which sounds like it's really far away, but it wouldn't be that far away as far as, kind of doing a needs assessment. And this would be a fun project, kind of looking at those things, getting an architect, coming up with different solutions. So that one would be coming up too for staff to start working on. So.
Any other questions or discussions on item 5B, discussion of capital outlay report?
Yeah, I was just going to say, it looks like we're well positioned for that second floor maintenance. That wasn't the case necessarily the last year or two, but we've had some healthy surpluses and stuff that have put us in a good spot.
Yeah, we have. And we also split it into the phases for a while, we were doing it as all one project, which does have benefits. You know, there's pros and cons to doing it each way. But once we split it out, it was kind of, it seemed like the magic, you know, magic numbers.
Yeah.
But yeah, I agree. I'm a lot happier looking at what those, what that looks like, and not being worried about still having money for the other things that might pop up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, well done, Julia. If there's no other discussion on 5B, let's go on to item 5C, recommend the next Finance Committee agenda for February 2020.
Well, that's going to be exciting. That's going to be the budget. First budget go around, if you can believe it.
Wow.
This year has been so long, but yet so quick. I don't know how that works, but it's hard to believe that we're going to be going into that cycle again already. So the budget will be the main item for that meeting. I will look back. I did just look through the finance policies, but we'll look through those again. It's possible there might be some things we want to revisit, or at least just have the board review, just so that it's documented that you reviewed some of those. So add those to the agenda as well. And we did have, I'll just kind of throw this out there. It's just everything's, well, not everything, but these two items have been put on hold. We did do some research on alternate revenue sources. And when I say we, in this instance, I mean Marcy. She looked into us potentially being license plate renewal sticker, you know, issuing those. Since a lot of the currency exchanges don't do that anymore, and it's harder for in-person service for that. Obviously, through the Secretary of State, you can go online and do it, but there are a couple other libraries that have popped up doing it, and it is an alternate revenue source because you are allowed to add a certain fee on top of that. So she did a lot of background research on that. It just right now wasn't the best time for us to roll out anything brand spanking new. But, you know, it's possible that maybe by February we feel more comfortable bringing that to you guys. It might not be February. It might be the next round. But it is possible that that could be on there as well. So.
So just so I'm clear, the for item 5C, we're just doing the budget. Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm just asking about other options we could add to the agenda that we might add. Yeah.
So. Gotcha. Yeah. All right. Any other discussion on item 5C? If not, I would entertain a motion to adjourn. And I believe once we adjourn, we are all muting our microphones. Is that right? But leaving the feed open?
Unless you want the public to hear us chit chat about pizza or whatnot, which is fine. I don't think it matters, right? They could. You just can't talk library business.
So we are not necessarily muting them, but we are leaving the line open.
Yeah,
that's correct. I would suggest maybe turning off your video until you're ready to restart your meeting again, too.
Okay. All right, then I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move to adjourn.
Two of us.
I heard John and then Rajesh.
Yep, second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right, then it looks like we are adjourned at 6:49 p.m.
Good.